Blackstone presents Laird of the Mist by Paula Quinn. This book is read by Anthony Ferguson. For the McGregors. While there's leaves in the forest and foam on the river, McGregor, despite them, shall flourish forever. Children of the Mist by Frank McNee. We're the children of the mist, with no land to call home, descended from kings but destined to roam. We were honored in battle, then hunted like game, but the proof of our mettle is we're still proud of our name. They outlawed our clan and the mode of our dress, but we never measured allegiance by chance of success. Some things we're not proud of were circumstance-led, but what prince not a rogue to see his children are fed? Our friendship was valued by high-born and low. Our steadfast belief earned respect from our foe. No great castles had we, and our numbers were few, but our clansmen before us kept our legacy true. Chapter 1. Glenorchy, Scotland, 17th century. Kate Campbell looked her enemy square in his lifeless face, and then swung. Her blade severed an arm, but the torso remained intact. Mindless of her uncle's men honing their battle skills around her, she lifted the axe she gripped in her other hand and grunted as it sank deep into her opponent's straw chest. Swiping her hair away from her eyes, she spied her uncle Duncan crossing the small bailey of her holding. He had arrived in Glenorchy a few days ago to bring her to Kildon Castle in Inverary. He'd promised to bring her and her brother to his home when they were children, but at the end of each visit he left without them. Their mother died giving Kate life. Their father was killed at Kildon 12 years after that, just before Duncan was named Earl of Argyll, and Kate and Robert's guardian. Kate watched him stalk toward her, his equine legs encased in fine woolen breeches and boots of polished obsidian. His frame was slight, his shoulders narrow beneath an olive doublet. He was built more for priesting than for fighting, though he often bragged of his victories in battle. These battles kept him away from Kildon for months at a time. He'd reminded them many times during his visits, planting a kiss on their foreheads before heading for the doors. Soon he would come to bring them home with him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?